Hey, it's Brendan here. Just quickly, I listened back to the intro of this podcast and I completely stuffed it up. I said that you can't avoid attracting your ideal client, but you can mitigate it. Now, that is not what I meant. I meant that you can't avoid attracting people that are not your ideal client. So I got myself confused. This is all about attracting your ideal client. So let's get on with the episode. Hey, it's your host, Brennan Kelso, law grad turned law firm marketing specialist, founder of legalsites.com.au, and you're listening to Better Law Firm Marketing. Now, in this episode, I'll give you 5 ways to attract your ideal client. Now, before I dive in, I'm just going to spell out the obvious. You can't avoid attracting your ideal client completely, but you can definitely mitigate it. You can reduce the amount of unideal, is that a word? Not ideal, I don't know. You can reduce the amount of people coming your way that aren't gonna be a good fit, but they're still gonna show up, okay? So let's get into the, let's get into it. So the first way you can attract more of your ideal client and less of the people you don't want is to get really clear about your branding and messaging, okay? You know, you put out there what's the bloody expression? You know, your vibe attracts your tribe. I hear some people saying that. You get the energy you put out into the world. All right. So you want to attract your type of people, then you need to, make it clear that, you are their type of person. And you can do that with effective branding and messaging. Having a bloody good logo. Get serious about your branding. Make sure that your logo really reflects what you're about. Now, you do that by, hooking up with a really good logo designer that really understands you, has a good portfolio, and can help you represent your brand effectively. And you can do that in one way with a great logo, great photos. So you need to find a photographer that can create the type of photos that, shine you in the best light, If you want to look really serious, you need a photographer who can achieve that. If you want to look fun and vibrant and full of energy, then you need a photographer who can do that. You need to find photographers who have done the type of work that you like. So you would be looking at other law firms, other businesses, other content creators, finding out who takes their photos. Okay, so good logo, good photos. You need to get clear about what you do and what you don't do. There's a lot of general practice law firms out there. Now, get clear about what sort of law you're going to do and what you're not going to do, okay? There's nothing wrong with being a family law firm that does some conveyancing and wills and estates, but get clear about it, If there are things you don't want to do, you really need to spell that out. Now, if you want to attract, some of the price hunters out there, then maybe you will offer free consultations. I can tell you from speaking with most of my clients and prospects, most of them have found that when they offer free consultations, they just get mucked around. So that can be one thing you could get serious about is, are you going to offer a free consultation? Now, I understand in some practice areas, you pretty much, you don't have to, but you probably should. In some of the compensation claim, personal injury type of matters, you might want to be offering a free consultation, or maybe you won't, but just get serious about that stuff. Now, branding and messaging, another point I want to make, this is the first point. So the first point we're making today is branding and messaging. We've spoken about logos, photos, get clear about what you do and what you don't do. You need to be as authentic as you possibly can. People will relate to that. So in your messaging, through your website, through your social media, don't be afraid to be yourself within reason. You don't want to lose your license to be a solicitor, but you also should try and be as authentic as possible. There's a lot of fake BS out there. On LinkedIn, on social media, on law firm websites, just be real. Don't be too real, but don't be afraid to show some of your personality every now and then whilst keeping it professional. You need to use your own discretion here, okay? But you can tell how I'm talking right now. Some people, when they do podcasts, they're reading off a script, they're stiff, everything they do has to be quote unquote perfect, okay? And they just don't really relate to anyone. I've built a little bit of a following for myself and I just get on here and I just talk. Okay, I'm just pretty much being myself. People who know me will just say, yeah, Brennan's just the same with everyone. I pride myself by not being two-faced. And I'm not afraid to get on LinkedIn and Instagram and just show some of myself. Whereas there are a lot of people in my space that are just just too stiff, I think. So be authentic, speak to your people, okay? Your vibe attracts your tribe. I hate saying that. I need to find a different expression that says the same thing, but speak to your people. All right. So we've talked about branding and messaging, okay? Number two. So today's episode, 5 ways to attract your ideal client. The second way is Google Ads. All right. Now, I'm not going to spend too much time on this. I know I do speak about Google Ads a bit, but here's a few ways to spend money on Google Ads and spend more money on attracting those people you do want and less of the people you don't want. Because most people I talk to, they're happy to spend money if they can get ideal clients. They just don't want to waste money on, riffraff. So, is that an Australian word? I don't know. If you're listening overseas, riffraff is just like people who don't want to spend a lot of money, people who are just, shopping around, looking for the best bargain, maybe will muck you around, not very good clients, that kind of stuff, sort of, yeah, not the best people in society. So with Google Ads, first thing we need to do is we need to look at your keyword settings. So I would advise against broad match keyword settings. I would usually go with phrase match or exact match. Now, with a lot of law firms, exact match is often going to be the best way to go. I have spoken a lot about phrase match in the past. I am entitled to change my opinion. And I think for some law firms, phrase match is actually quite ideal. Like for one of my law firms, we do contesting wills and estates. I find phrase matching usually works pretty well for that because people, there's a lot of different, very similar keywords out there that people use because I don't know. Like, what word would you use? Contest, dispute, challenge? Like, it's all over the place. So there's a lot of different keywords basically about the same thing. So we tend to go with phrase matching. But with a lot of law firms, you might want to try exact match because here's the thing. If you use a keyword like family lawyers, if you do a phrase match, then you could attract law firms that have the word family lawyers in their name. Like, my last name's Kelso, so Kelso Family Lawyers. I don't think that's a law firm, but you get the idea. You could be attracting Google ads from you could be get you could your ads could be showing up when people are looking for competitors, which you want to avoid. So with law firms like family law and criminal law, you might want to be going with exact match. So that means that if you are targeting the keyword criminal lawyers, okay, in a specific location, you'd set that to exact match, and then your ad will show up when someone uses that exact word. Okay, so if someone searches for a competitor like, Joe Blow Criminal Lawyers, if you've got an exact match setting, then your ads will not show up for that competitor, which is a good thing. Now, I think it's also important to get serious about negative keywords. So if you're going to be paying for clicks, you might not want to be paying for people who are looking for legal aid or pro bono or cheap criminal lawyers or free criminal lawyers. You probably don't want to be looking, or you probably don't want to be getting people, you probably don't want to attract people who are looking to become a lawyer or, or they might want to find out what a lawyer earns. So you probably don't want the word salary. Probably want to make that a negative keyword. TAFE, course, university, online. People might be looking for online courses on, to become a paralegal or a conveyancer or something. All right, so we want to have some negative keywords. Think about what words you don't want people searching for. All right, so if you don't want to be offering, cheap criminal lawyer services, maybe cheap should be a negative keyword. So this can help to avoid, those people that you really don't want. Now, you probably should be excluding locations. If you're just going to be providing legal services in your city or your state, you probably don't want to be attracting people from, the other side of the country. So I usually exclude states like, WA or South Australia if I'm, if I'm doing Google Ads for a client in Victoria or Queensland or whatever. So exclude locations. You can also do another setting in Google Ads where you can just attract people who are actually in that location, not people who are overseas who are showing an interest in Melbourne, for example. Okay, so most of my clients, they're not going to be taking clients from random countries overseas. All right, because those people in those other countries, they might just be interested in that city, or they might be, digital marketing people in another country who are trying to find lawyers to, sign up as a client. They probably don't want that. So, Manual bidding. All right. I said I wasn't going to spend a lot of time on Google Ads, but now manual bidding is a thing I'm really, really getting into these days. So instead of leaving it into the hands of Google, I tell Google how much my clients are willing to pay per click. I usually set that to the upper limit. Or not the upper limit. If a keyword is an average of, $10 cost per click, I'll usually set that as the most that they're willing to pay. But it usually means that my client usually gets to the top of the page most of the time. Okay, so I would usually go with manual bidding and copywriting on your ads. Your ads need to look bloody awesome. So you need to have copywriting that is clear, that is eye-grabbing, and that is, ethical and honest. All right. Now, Google will help you with your ads. It will tell you like the ad strength, and it'll give you ideas on headlines and words to use. But I like to make it clear that my clients are the best. Okay. So I use words like, best rated, best pick, all those things. So you just need to, I would suggest that you do some research and look at what the Google ads, sorry, I'll start again. I don't know how to talk. I would recommend that you do some research. Don't click on your competitors' ads, but have a look at them and think about how you could make yours more eye-grabbing and compelling. Now, a quick little example. If you are doing personal injury or contested estates, and you offer no win, no fee, your ads, your headlines should definitely use the word no win, no fee. Free case assessment, anything like that that can get people to call you so you can reduce the amount of risk associated with contacting you. If you offer no win, no fee, I highly recommend your Google Ads show that because that's a bloody effective buzzword, even these days in 2022. People look for no win, no fee criminal lawyers because they don't even really know what it means. So if you are offering no win, no fee compensation claims and contested estates, use that word. All right, let's get away from Google Ads. So, five ways to attract your ideal client. We've talking about branding and messaging. We've talking about talking. We've talked. We've talked about Google Ads. Let's talk about SEO just quickly. So, your content creation, your blog posts. Ensure that they are informative and useful. Don't just pitch to people and don't just write blog posts as a sales tool. I would advise against that usually. You should have a little bit of a pitch, in your blog post probably towards the end, but the majority of it should just be about providing high quality informative information that helps people. Now, another thing I'm going to say about SEO is to have a website that is very clear. Okay, that speaks to people and has great user experience. Okay, these are all ranking factors for your Google ranking for SEO. So you want to have a website that people can navigate, that loads quickly, that gives people the information that they're looking for, okay? That doesn't frustrate them. Okay, it needs to look great on mobile. Okay, mobile. Google has switched to mobile first indexing. So that means that the quality of your mobile layout is largely what will is what is Google is assessing your mobile layout when ranking your website mostly. Okay, it used to do that with the desktop layout, but most people are using mobile now, so your mobile layout needs to be bloody awesome. Okay, so with your SEO, there's plenty of things I could say, but make sure your website is very informative, very clear, and user-friendly, and has lots of really useful information for people. Now, another way to attract more of your ideal clients, number four, is with your social media. Okay, I'm just going to keep kind of saying the same things, but be authentic. Speak to your audience. Okay, target people with ads as well. So, with your Instagram, with your Facebook, you can actually target people based on a set type of criteria based on their interests and pages that they follow and all of that stuff. So, that can be a great way to build an audience of followers that are your ideal clients. Now, with your social media, show up and be consistent. Don't just post once every now and then when you have time, or don't do 10 posts in, 3 days and then disappear for 6 months. Try and be consistent. I know you're busy. Okay, you might have to outsource this or come up with some type of plan, so that you can be consistent with your social media. Okay, getting clients from social media is a real thing. I get them from LinkedIn mostly, and from podcasting and from videos and from many other things, but be consistent and show up with your social media and speak to your people because it's real. You really can get work. I know a lot of lawyers who get work from LinkedIn and other social media channels as well. Now, really important with your social media, don't be just like everybody else. Okay, show some personality and stand for something. Now, I'm not going to tell you how to run your business. So if you don't want to, rattle any cages, don't necessarily rattle cages, but don't just be boring. If you want to attract your ideal client, then you need to show them that you are not just going to be like everybody else. Why should they follow you? Okay, so try and stand for something. If you have an opinion about something that's not going to destroy your career, consider expressing that opinion. Number five, the fifth way and final way in this podcast episode to attract your ideal client is through effective networking and referrals. Okay, I get a lot of work from word of mouth, and a lot of lawyers do to this day, 2022. So spend time with your type of people. I've found that the events that anyone gets invited to usually aren't very good. So if something's a little bit more exclusive, it's usually probably going to be better. Sometimes the more expensive events are shit, So just because it's expensive doesn't mean you're going to, meet your type of people. Look at going to events and social events and business networking events that have potential for conversation, for mingling. Some of these, I'm not going to be too specific, but I've been to a few events in my life where you just kind of get stuck at a table and you can't really talk to anyone all night. You can't really meet anyone. So go to events and meet people and be sociable and get out of your comfort zone. I know I'm an introvert. I don't really want to talk to anyone, but I'm very good at pretending not to be an introvert. So if you really do want to make some connections and open up some doors, you are going to have to step out of your comfort zone. You're going to have to go and spend time with your type of people, okay, and take some risks and put yourself out there. And really, I cringe when people come up to me and they're like, "Oh, how can we help each other?" Like that is just the most unproductive, boring way to network. Really, the best way to make connections and network is just to become friends with people. Okay, if you like people and you genuinely are interested in them, you're going to naturally make friendships, and then opportunities are just going to come your way. All right, that's what's worked well for me. So I'm just going to recap this episode. Hope I haven't sound too judgy. That's not the intention. So five ways to attract your ideal client. I spoke about branding and messaging. So great logos, photos, be clear about what you do and what you don't do. Be authentic, speak to your people. Okay, number two, Google Ads. So I talked about keyword matching. Okay, so exact match or phrase match, probably stay away from broad match. I talked about negative keywords. So, not showing up for searches for a free criminal lawyer would probably be ideal. Excluding locations, be clear about the locations you do want to target. Manual bidding and better copywriting in your Google Ads. Number three, SEO. Lots of things I could have said about this, but I'm just stuck with creating informative, high value, useful content, information, and a clear and user-friendly website that people love using and people love returning to. Four, social media. Be authentic, speak to your audience, target people with ads. Show up, be consistent, don't be like everybody else. Show some personality and stand for something, but don't destroy your career over it. And number five is effective networking. So you can get some of those referrals and give people referrals. You get what you give. So spend time with your type of people. Don't just go to anything that you get invited to and put yourself out there. Take some risks. If you're an introvert, try. Just do your best. And just, make connections with people that you really find that you are interested in. Don't just go to an event so you can hand out your business card as many times as possible, okay? Those people just make me want to run for the hills. All right, that's it. So wrapping up today, if you're a fan of the podcast, please share it around, give it a 5-star rating. Hit me up on LinkedIn if you want to say something nice. I love it when people message me on LinkedIn. I'll just plug some of our social media. So you can find Legal Sites on Instagram. You can find us on Facebook, although I don't take it very seriously at this stage because you've got to pay for everything on Facebook. I'm doing a bit of TikTok, but look, LinkedIn's a great place to find me. I'm very active on there at least once a week. And feel free to go to thelegalsites.com.au. There should be a link in the description, and you can get the law firm marketing plan. You'll get on my email list and we can stay in touch. I don't send a lot of emails. It's usually about once a week. That's it. If you want to become a client as well, hit me up. Sweet. Have a great day. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, I'm your host, Brandon Kelso, and this is the Better Law Firm Marketing Podcast.